Family Worship Primer, Episode 21.
Welcome to Bridgecast, an online internet broadcast hosted at paulthompsonblog.com. In today's broadcast, Paul may give reviews of books he's been reading, interview friends, explore church history, or consider current events, all with the hope to keep the lamp of Scripture on the narrow path. Listen in as Paul considers today's topic.
Well, we're still working on questions concerning the creation of Adam and Eve. They're given a body, they're given a soul. We now want to turn it and make it personal. Ask the child, do you have a soul as well as a body? Understand how this question worked. We began asking who were the first parents. We're teaching familiarity, familial attachment, ancestral line all the way through God's original creation of male and female, and that we are just like Adam and Eve. We have a body and we have a soul. Adam's children had a body and a soul. Adam's children's children had a body and a soul. Noah's children had a body and a soul. Moses had a body and a soul. David had a body and a soul. Progress through the Bible. Everyone in the Bible has a body and a soul. And then to bring it personal, ask the child real directly, do you have a soul as well as a body? See, you're teaching that this is common among all humans. And so the answer is, yes, I have a soul. And teaching the answer this based off of the progression of the questions that we've been working on is, yes, I have a soul that can never die. Matthew 10:28. Do not fear those who kill the body, but are unable to kill the soul, but rather fear him who is able to destroy both soul and body in hell. Now, don't be afraid of questions or verses about hell. We'll deal with that. We'll teach on that. You're teaching things that are helpful, fundamental, may not directly answer the question that you're asking here, but they'll be familiar with them later on when we introduce the doctrine of hell, the doctrine of judgment. All of those things are so critical and important. So teaching that they're familiar with this, when you introduce it, it's not like it's something that's strange and foreign to them that they've never heard of before. So this question, keep the answer and keep the questions hemmed in. Don't be afraid of them. There's nothing wrong with saying that's a really good question. That's an important question that you're asking. And you know what? We're going to deal with that eventually. But right now, let's just get back to thinking about this. Do you have a soul as well as a body? And let them sit there and think about that. Yes, you know, the first parents, Adam and Eve, had a body and a soul. I'm a human just like they are. They had a body and a soul. So the answer is yes, I have a soul that can never die. Well, bless the Lord for your teaching this important theological seminary level training to these little boys and girls that God has entrusted you with. May it be a joy and a pleasure. May it bring joy to you as a parent when you ask these questions, that you hear your children answer the questions in this way. So do you have a soul as well as a body? Yes, I have a soul that can never die. Hey, may the Lord bless you. May the Lord bless those little children's minds with development and inquiring and inquisitive minds, with satisfaction of the authoritative voice of Almighty God through the revelation of Scripture. May the Lord bless you. May the Lord bless your children. And may the Lord bless the church of the living God.
Thanks for listening today. Feel free to write Paul with questions or comments related to today's topics. Helpful links can be found at the blog link related to this broadcast at paulthompsonblog.com.